ABC Radio Australia.
Every year, Pacific Islanders send hundreds of millions of dollars back home in remittances, but large amounts of that is chewed up in fees. The region's long had some of the highest fees in the world, but now competition is heating up with a new operator today making its entry into the sector. It comes as one of Australia's biggest banks removed its fees for cash transfers. But as Evan Wasuka reports, the Commonwealth Bank is being accused of using sneaky tactics.
Fijian Jovessa Fotofili Jr. came to study in Australia 2 years ago. Now he works in Melbourne's construction industry. Every week, like clockwork, he sends money home for his wife, six-year-old son and elderly parents.
As you know, Pacific people, they are more family-oriented and there's plenty of activities happening like birthdays, weddings, funerals, whatnot, and you need money. So I send money whenever I have it. But on the daily living, I pay for the electricity. That's around about 120 a month for my children because he's in class one. Pay for the lunch, bus fare, uniform and other stationery, school stationeries.
It's a pattern that's repeated across Australia and through Pacific diaspora communities across the globe. In 2019, Fiji received more than $200 million in remittances, while in Tonga, the total amount sent home contributed to 38% of the country's GDP, which is more than foreign aid.
The Pacific Islands, they're one of the most important remittance corridors in the world.
Anha Kanbai is a spokesperson for WISE, an online money transfer service that makes its entry into the Pacific today.
We've had significant requests from people wanting to send money to the Pacific Islands, including Fiji. So we're really excited to be able to announce that we will be launching into the Pacific Islands soon, starting with Fiji, where we saw a great number of customers demanding WISE come to the region.
They're not the only ones responding to growing demand. Earlier this month, one of Australia's biggest banks cut its transaction fees for international transfers to Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, and the Pacific French territories. Albert Naffa is General Manager of Payments and Data Economy at the Commonwealth Bank.
During these challenging times brought on by COVID, for the region in particular, we wanted to do our part in reducing the costs that Australian residents and workers who are sending money to their families and friends in the Pacific had a better, lower-cost option. And we did identify that the upfront fees were seen as a pain point for many of our customers, particularly when they're sending small amounts of money. And so we made that decision to remove the $6 fee.
It's a move welcomed by economics professor Stephen Howes at the Australian National University, who's also an expert on Pacific workers in Australia and remittances. He says that lack of service providers and lack of competition has kept prices high for so long.
Very welcome news. Cost of sending remittances from Australia to the Pacific still is among the highest in the world. So anything that reduces those costs is a step in the right direction.
But not everyone is impressed, including Anha Kanbai from WISE.
Even if Commonwealth Bank or any other provider says the cost of transferring money is $0, what they're actually doing is increasing the markup or making up the cost in an exchange rate markup, which is not disclosed to the consumer. So we think this is quite sneaky and, for us, the most transparent way is to show an upfront fee and then disclose how much the markup has been applied on the exchange rate as well.
It's a claim the Commonwealth Bank soundly rejects.
But we make the rates completely transparent. The customer knows how much they'll pay in local currency and how much that will be converted to in the currency of the destination that they're sending the money to.
The two players operate quite differently, with WISE allowing users to send money directly digitally, while the Commonwealth Bank offers transactions to more countries, and it says it holds local currencies, which means there are no additional foreign exchange costs. But Dr. Howes says both players are still minnows in the remittance game.
For a lot of Pacific Islanders, the most recent survey we have of seasonal workers in Australia, for example, found that 98% used Western Union to remit money back to their families. So I don't think this move by the Commonwealth Bank is going to make a huge difference.
But with more choice, some are making the switch, including Fijian Chofesa Fotofili Jr.
Western Union, if I send even $50 or something like that, it costs $6. And the more the amount, the more that they charge.
He's now switched to a different operator, which charges him $2 per transaction. But he says he's not wedded onto them. He just wants the best deal that will save him money and ensure he can send more home to his family.
That was Evan Wasuka with that report there.